Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening?
Science isn't about facts. It's about what we want you to believe.
Somebody tell me!
Radio, where as I look around, seems to me that personal liberty, personal responsibility, and personal accountability is kind of on the edge of a cliff hanging on by fingertips. Yes, I am your ever so melodramatic host, Chief, coming to you on a gloomy day somewhere in the vicinity of Portland, Oregon. If you'd like to join the show, the number here is 949-272-9588. Yeah, it's that time of year, middle of November, Pacific Northwest. It's cloudy, it's rainy. Not in the best spirits for a variety of reasons, which I will get into. Okay. It's been 2 weeks since the election, and we're still not exactly sure what's going on. Last I heard, no states have officially certified their elections. But, you know, we know what the media is telling us. We know what the Trump campaign and Trump legal team is telling us. Not sure what to think of it, but all I can do is say what I see. Try to call some balls and strikes, maybe. I don't know. So, just to get to the simple facts of life here, President Trump's chances of overturning the apparent results of the election, to me, from where I'm sitting, the information that's coming into the bunker here, it don't look so hot. Can't be sure yet, but you know, a whole lot of the conservatives have gotten to the point where they're admitting that it's pretty unlikely that he can pull this off. Talking about, I've heard the term Hail Mary being used. I mean, yeah, it's like fourth and forever on your own 15-yard line. That's about where it looks to me. But I will say one thing I've noticed. The conservatives that are saying all is lost, or, you know, the Hail Mary, or worse, it's all over, these are the conservatives who were generally predicting that Biden was going to win the election. So, you know, you can understand that these are the people who are most likely to want to be in a position to say, well, like it or not, nah, 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 told you so, told you so. Now, there are others who are still saying, a few of them pretty strongly, that, hey, Trump, you know, the evidence of fraud is so overwhelming. Trump's going to do it. He's going to pull it off. These are the same people who are predicting a landslide win in the election for Trump. So what does all this mean? Bias confirmation, people not wanting to admit they were wrong on either side. Democrats certainly aren't wanting to admit they were wrong. But, okay, there are some, you know, a lot of us are maybe trying to hold on to a thread of hope. But here's the way I see it. Time is running out. And I'm not the only one that sees. I just saw something that was actually posted about 3 days ago, but I just saw it after I'd written my notes for the show. But it comes to this whole point. This is from Larry Schweikert, the guy who wrote the books years ago about Clinton and Hillary Clinton's crimes, and written a lot of books of things of that nature. And, you know, he said the same thing. Time is running out. He wrote several Twitter things, I think a post on November 14th that evening. And, you know, the Trump team has to be able to prove that one of two things happened, or prove the election fraud in such a way that either the judge removes ballots from Biden's total, or a state legislature becomes so convinced that the election was flawed, there's so much fraud that they just have to throw out the whole election and go to Article 2 of the U.S. Constitution, which says that the legislatures do, in fact, have the authority to name electors. There's nothing in the Constitution that says the people even have a right to vote for president. The office is president of the United States. The president is chosen by the states. So that's, that's the way it is. As all the recounts, you know, I think some people have pointed out that you can recount all you want, but if you're recounting the same votes, you know, it's not going to change anything. Larry Schweikert even put it best. A recount only recounts fraud. So, you know, you've got to somehow convince a judge to impose some strict remedies. Other than that, and that's what I'm seeing, because, like I say, it looks to me like time is running out. We've been hearing for the last 2 weeks, you know, from the Trump to Rudy Giuliani, yeah, we're going to prove this. And a couple of days ago, one of the lawyers on the team, Sidney Powell, pretty well known, you know, said she won't say anything she can't prove. Okay. But, you know, the clock is ticking. And it's time, you know, it's kind of getting to the point where you got to put up or shut up. I mean, I hate to throw a wet blanket on all this, but the way I see it, just not that I claim to have any particular expertise, but I do claim to be someone who pays a little bit of attention to stuff and has at least some small degree of common sense. And the way it looks to me is if they don't get something in front of a judge this week, you know, by Friday morning or something, because we really kind of need a decision in Trump's favor, at least somewhere, some kind of a decision from a judge somewhere. We don't have that by, you know, within a week from now. It's just, it's not going to make any difference. But I don't know. We still see. I'm just wondering if they're even serious, because I've been seeing few things come across my. Somehow I got on somebody's mailing list. You know, one of them. I don't see this very often because it's on the email address that I never look at, but I'm seeing, yes, we need your help to fight this fight. Send money. And you know what? I'm sure the Democrats are doing the same thing, although I can't swear to it because somehow I didn't get on their mailing list. So I'm wondering if all this is really an attempt to overturn the election? Or is it just an attempt to scam some money out of you and me? And, well, they ain't going to scam anything out of me. But I just wonder about it. But I can't help it. You know, this is what I was talking about last week. And I just can't help but wonder. How are the Democrats acting? They are not acting really confident that they've got it in the bag. Because, let's face it, if they were absolutely sure that Trump was not going to find anything to prove, they'd just be quiet. You know, let the guy make a fool of himself. Let him scam all his followers out of money. Let him do whatever. They wouldn't care. I mean, think back, a year or so ago. Remember Robert Mueller? Yeah, Trump, he said some things about it, and that was all. But basically, he just let it play out. He seemed pretty confident that they weren't going to find anything, and they didn't. Democrats don't seem to be that confident. It's what I talked about last week. The media was in such a rush to declare Joe Biden as the president-elect. I said they were trying to change the standard of evidence from preponderance of evidence to beyond a reasonable doubt. It's trying to whittle it away. In fact, you know, kind of weird. A couple days ago, I, having nothing better to do, I was over on YouTube watching a movie. I watched 12 Angry Men. Remember that? Henry Fonda was the one guy who held out. But he managed to put reasonable doubt into the one at a time. He picked off the other 11 juries, never proved the guy was innocent, just put enough reasonable doubt in their minds that eventually they had to come back with a verdict of not guilty, even though 11 of them were, you know, slam dunk, open and shut case, is guilty. So that seems to be what the Democrats are trying to do, is they're trying to get a, is show that this is a slam dunk case and stand strong and demand beyond demand that, not that a reasonable doubt exists that Biden won, but that there is no, it's beyond a reasonable doubt that he didn't. That seems to be what's going on. And what I see going on a lot is the, you know, I'll give you a simple fact of life here. The easiest thing to convince somebody of is something that they really want to believe anyway. And I think we're kind of seeing that on both sides here. Trump supporters are largely convinced that they're going to be able to find adequate evidence of voter fraud to overturn the election somehow or other, because that's what they want to believe. And, of course, the people on the other side, they want to believe that Biden is the president-elect. It's over and done with. Anybody that says anything different is, you know, somebody that makes Alex Jones look normal. If you don't accept Biden, you're some kind of wild-eyed conspiracy theorist. And that's what they want to believe. And the media has had no trouble convincing millions of people of just that. So what I'm seeing is it looks like both sides are playing to the base, which is always the easiest thing to do. Convince them of what they want to believe anyway. Now, on a completely different but closely related subject, something happened a few days ago, which in some respects makes no difference, and in other respects, I'm not sure it doesn't make all the difference, because me as a wild-eyed conspiracy theorist, you know, I'm going to see things that obviously aren't there, right? Did anybody notice a few days ago where West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin, generally regarded as probably the most conservative Democrat in the Senate, he came out and said, hey, don't worry. I don't care what they do. I, if it comes down to it, will be the 51st vote to make sure that we don't abolish the filibuster, we don't pack the Supreme Court, we don't do all this other crazy stuff. I am trying to maintain the traditions of the Senate, which I value so highly, and yada, yada, yada. Does this have anything to do with the presidential election? No. Does it have anything to do with the Georgia runoff elections? Just wondering. Is this what Joe Manchin really believes? Or was he sent out there by Chuck Schumer or somebody to say that? To convince some of the moderate people in Georgia that, hey, you can elect these two Democrats and, you know, give us a 50-50 split in the Senate with the Vice President Harris there to break the tie in our favor. But that won't matter because it'll never get that far because Joe Manchin's got your back. So it's okay to elect these two Democrats in Georgia. I mean, I personally find it kind of hard to believe that Georgia would elect two of them, and they'd have to elect them both to get to a 50-50 tie, but could happen. You know, looks like Georgia went to Biden in the election, and they've been trying to, you know, the Trump legal people have been trying to do something to over, but they haven't had much luck. It looks like Georgia's election was probably has a better chance of being legitimate than the other swing states that Trump lost. And I think I read it's been suggested, and it makes sense to me, Trump didn't have to lose that state. He didn't try hard enough in there because he didn't think he could. He thought that was one of the states that he could just kind of not pay that much attention to, not campaign that hard, wouldn't make a difference. I think maybe it did. I don't know. But back to Joe Manchin. You see, he's one of these guys, sort of like John Tester in Montana. Talks a good game, says all the right things, you know, to his base. And Manchin is not up for re-election for another 4 years. But he'll say the right things come election time, even if it's not his election. But when it comes down to it, you look at his voting record, he votes with Schumer, like, all the time. So anybody in Georgia that might happen to be listening and is thinking, hey, we can do this because Joe Manchin has our back, he doesn't. Going to have to vote the right way. Now, a couple other things here. Going back to the courts, because, you know, okay, so maybe they do actually get this into a court, a federal judge makes some kind of a ruling and it gets appealed up. It could well happen. Happened in 2000. Makes it to the Supreme Court. Now, what's going to happen there? Now, I don't know. First off, haven't even got there yet. Not even close. Because the Supreme Court, as you know, can't just make a ruling. There has to be a case brought before them. And pretty rare for a case to just go, you know, bypass all the lower courts. Although I think that sort of happened in 2000. But something had occurred to me. There's a lot of division among the people. You know, half the country roughly doesn't believe what seems to be obvious. In fact, both halves of the country don't believe what seems to be obvious because there's two obvious things. One, it kind of looks like Biden probably won the election. I don't know if there's any likely way that they're going to flip enough votes, states, to make a difference. They might. And, of course, the other side doesn't believe the obvious thing, that there was quite a bit of voter fraud going on. But when you get as divided as this, the Supreme Court gets involved. Say they do. I'm really hoping whatever they decide, even if they decide it's, you know, Biden wins, I'm hoping that when the decision comes out, it may very well be a split decision, but I hope the Chief Justice or whoever can sort of persuade the rest of the court, you know, to sort of set aside some things and just not write, nobody write a dissent. Just come out, say it was a unanimous decision, whichever way it goes. Because if you get a 5-4 split or a 6-3 split, if it comes down like that, nobody's going to believe that it wasn't partisan. You won't believe that the court wasn't corrupted or that they didn't allow their personal biases to come into play. I think the people need for the court to sort of, if they have to decide it, to decide unanimously. Am I being crazy about that? Well, you know, I don't really know what their procedures are. But I know unanimous decisions are kind of rare. I think we need one here, even if it's not really unanimous. People need to have some faith in whatever's going to happen in the next 4 years. That's just kind of my thought. Now, let me see down a couple. Yeah, you know, I kind of did the same thing last week. I had one little other point I kind of wanted to bring up and running a little short of time, but I'll try it again. There is another path to victory for Trump, and I'm not sure why they haven't pursued this. But if you remember from October 27th, Tucker Carlson Tonight, Tony Bobulinski, he put on what I thought was a pretty believable and convincing case that Joe Biden is compromised because of his dealings with China. Now, granted, if Joe Biden gets to be the president, they can't buy him. You can't, you know, that's not going to happen. But they've got something on him. They can threaten to back up Tony Bobulinski's story. See, if I was China and I was in that situation, here's what I'd do. I'd negotiate some kind of a deal with Biden that kind of looked pretty favorable to the United States. And then I'd just flat out renege on it. You know, maybe get some kind of little fine print condition in there. Just say, nope, I don't care what we said or what you thought we said. We ain't going to do it. These are our demands now. And if you don't go along with it, we're going to say why we made this deal with you in the first place. Because you're dirty. See, I'm just wondering if the story like that got out. You maybe wonder if that story got out in the next little bit. The only way this story is going to get out, because none of the mainstream media even mentioned it. Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity mentioned it for a couple days, and then it went away. Maybe it's all bogus. I don't know that that's why it went away. Or maybe they thought it didn't matter because the voting was done. But the voting hasn't happened yet. If it can be shown, if they can get this in front of a judge somewhere, this case, fast enough before the electors vote, and they can make it so that the media can't ignore the story, maybe a few of the electors will just change their vote from Joe Biden to Bernie Sanders or somebody else, just enough to get Biden below 270. Could happen. Electors are humans too. And I am out of time. Say thank you to Stephen for listening on the phone. Oh, I'm probably not going to be here next week because of a family kind of thing that's going on. So it happens to be scheduled. So hopefully I'll be back in 2 weeks.